Here in the Gospel, Jesus speaking to his apostles. Again, this is the night before he goes to his death. He's at the Last Supper with them, sharing with them a number of things, teaching them about what they're called to do, and really commanding them to follow what he has commanded them to do, follow in his footsteps. And in doing so, this is how they are to love. This is how they show their love to God. And it's kind of reminiscent of, if you go back into the Old Testament, Moses, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, it's basically Moses' last speech to the Israelites before Moses dies. And the Israelites then go into the Promised Land. Moses was not allowed to go in. But it's kind of like that, where Moses had commanded the Israelites, follow the ways of the Lord, and you will prosper, you will thrive. Of course, they didn't do that a number of times. So Jesus sort of saying the same thing to his apostles the night before he goes to his death, to really encourage them. And he says, whoever has my commandments and observes them truly loves the Lord. And you think about what that really means. Someone who has my commandments, that's kind of a different way of saying it. So I was kind of curious, because I was kind of wondering about that. It's like, what is has? What does that really mean? So I went to the Greek, looked at the Greek, what the Greek actually says. And of course, when you're translating from Greek to another language, there's interpretation that goes on, right? So I looked at that, and number definition, it says to have, to hold fast to. To be joined closely to either a person or a thing. And I just thought about, you know, that joining closely, if you think about it, really is sort of proper. Join closely to the commands of the Lord. There's another point in the Psalms, the Bible talks about how I love your commands, how I love the commands of the Lord. So for us to be joined closely to them, in other words, really be observant of them, following them and know them. It's important to know them. We can't follow something or somebody unless we know them or know what we're supposed to do. So that's an important element, is how well do we know the commandments of the Lord? Now certainly there's the Ten Commandments. So we're called to follow those. So how well do we know them, and how well do we know the various aspects where we can not follow them? This is where a good examination of conscience comes in, you know, looking at, okay, here's for this commandment, there's these particular things, sins, that I really have to be aware of. So how well do we know them? Yeah. So catechism in the Catholic Church, it goes into detail. So maybe it's, you know, for us to really look at that and read it. It's just like, yeah, that's that sin and that sin, and I better follow those things to look at that. If we don't know what they are, how can we follow them? And then also, you know, it's not just the commandments, the Ten Commandments. It's also the commands that Jesus had given his apostles, and he gives to us. You know, that's in part why, you know, we hear, what's the most prominent reading that we read at the Mass? It's the Gospel. It's the life of Jesus we hear about. And so, and he teaches us certainly by what he says, but also by what he did. So to really look at that, you know, study, especially the Gospel, study the Scripture. Just like, well, what did Jesus do? And how am I supposed to follow in his footsteps? So we have to be closely joined to that, to really have the commandments to do that. And then the other thing is it says, and to observe them, observe the commandments. And so I looked that also up in the Greek about what that says. And it says to, you know, certainly one of the things, one of the definitions was like observe, but also another one said, closely attend to. That seems to be very proper. Closely attend to. You know, if we know what we're supposed to do, And then closely attending to that which we kind of which we're supposed to do, that's a big deal. You know, we're not just nonchalantly walking around and, oh, I did that wrong, that's no big deal, you know. Or we dismiss things, or we, you know, oh, that isn't so bad. Yeah. No, to really look at that, closely attend it. You know, I think about, you know, a mother and a child. When a mom is closely attending to a child, it's really paying attention to the details, right? It's like, the baby looks like, you know, the baby's hungry, or, you know, this or that, or paying closely attention to the children in general. So we're called to do that with the way we're following the law, to really observe it, to attend to it closely, what the Lord has shown us. So that's, you know, in part by examining our conscience, you know, really, you know, going to confession, allowing the Lord to heal us and help us and strengthen us and open up our eyes more to those things in our lives which, you know, we need to work at with God's grace. We need to change, be more converted into Christ, be an image of Him in a greater way. And two, it's like when we examine our lives and see, hey, this daily exam is great. You know, this I didn't that incident, that relationship, I need to work at. You know, that didn't go over well. I was uncharitable, or I was impatient, or I said something that wasn't proper, you know. So to look at that, you know, that's closely attending to our spiritual life and following what Jesus has asked. And then lastly, if we're doing those things, that's showing the Lord that we really love Him. You know, do we love Jesus? We want to follow after Him. We want to do what He asks us to do. Now, Jesus isn't up there just kind of saying things to imprison us in chains and hold us down. It's, He's actually wanting to free us, help us, so we can choose what's good and right. And when we do that, you know, that we love Him, you know, because partly, you know, it's like when we do fall or fail, it's like to turn to the Lord. Jesus, I can't do this on my own. I need your help. I need your grace. I need your help to follow in your footsteps. You think of Simon and Cyrene that helped Jesus carry his cross. You know, but Jesus helps us carry our cross. So to turn to Him, that's how, you know, if you really love Jesus, we're going to ask for His help. You know, it's kind of like a, you know, child and a parent. If a child doesn't ask mom or dad for help, advice, encouragement, That's a sign of love. So for us to do the same with our Lord, you know, ask for His help and strength and forgiveness. That's what He wants. So as Jesus says, whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. So we ask God to help us to do that, and ultimately, really to love the Lord.